Hello and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoia.
And I'm Tia Savoia.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming news. Today, we're going to compare Mario Kart 8 to Sonic Racing Transformed. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. You can visit our forums at nintendoteens.com/forums. Also, please visit our website, where you can read our blog and listen to our podcast. We got Sonic Transformed for Wii U a couple months ago, actually. So we've had this for a while, and we got to borrow Mario Kart 8 from a friend. And we had a great little Mario Kart party there. That was great.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun messing around with the playbacks of our races, trying to spot all the Luigi death stares that showed up.
Mario Kart's the kind of game, you know, where it's competitive, but it's competitive, but it's simple at the same time. You can have fights over it over loss and wins. But it's really simple and really, you know, flashy. So Mario Kart brings back the customization of Mario Kart 7. Customization features are really great for a party game, and you unlock them, you know, methodically. The same for the characters. Except that the Koopalings take way too much space, and the Miis take forever to unlock.
Well, like, you pretty much just have to, like, play through everything to get the Miis. Well, almost everything. Not everything, but...
Graphics are great. Finally, in HD Mario Kart. Frame rate drops in three or more players, though, which is kind of a shame. But it's still okay. We didn't really have any problems with it. It's not like we threw the controller at the screen because one more frames per second, but it was fine. It's not much of a problem. The other modes, we didn't try the other modes, did we?
Because
we don't have the game
now. Oh, we tried the battle mode.
Battle mode was horrendous. One of the best things about Mario Kart 7 was the battle mode, and they nerfed it really bad in Mario Kart 8, because in 7, and, you know, you're in an arena, and you're in this little enclosed space, so it's really chaotic. Mario Kart 8, you can't even find another player for, like, 3 minutes when the race starts, because you're on the actual track, so you have to go forward while you're battling. So you can't turn back and attack someone, because then may risk hurting yourself. So if you're in the front, you're going to have to find some way to get behind without them hitting you.
Or if you're playing the battle mode with friends, just kind of stay in one general area of the track, which is still kind of hard because the track is much more narrow than, say, like the arenas that they had in Mario Kart 7.
I have no idea what they were thinking when they were making the battle mode. Guess they're more focused on the other stuff.
Yeah, well, in the battle mode, we were doing the battle mode on one of the tracks. I forget which one. And for the rest of battle mode, I was just hiding behind a bush. Yeah. You can do that.
You could just wait for the other CPUs to get themselves, because all I did, I just sat there. I couldn't find anybody. But other than that, there's online mode, which is that a first? Did 7 have online mode? I don't really know. The online's great. You can do 2-player and online, which is, you know, you can team up with other people. Ooh, that's pretty good. So, you know, Mario Kart 8 has kind of limited features. Sonic Transformed, the roster is really good. I mean, it has a really diverse roster. It's not like it has, like, 7 hedgehogs, you know, like, there's, like,
does
I don't know,
Sega even have 7 hedgehogs?
You know, they probably, I think they do. But, Mario Kart 8 had, like, 50 turtles. You know, they had the 7 Koopalings, you got Lakitu, and Bowser Jr.'s not in that for some reason. You got Bowser, you got Dry Bones, Dry Bowser's coming. I think there's Dry Bones. Then you got the Koopa. That's a lot.
I thought Dry Bones was, just degraded into a track hazard. Or something.
Yeah, I think he was. I don't really remember that well, but Sonic Transformed, like, you got, you know, the majority of them are going to be Sonic characters, but the rest of them are from their other franchises. You got a huge matchup of, you know, the Crazy Taxi, Banjo-Kazooie's not in this one. Because they're owned by Microsoft now.
And there's 20,000 other characters you probably have never heard of in your life, named after foods, like pudding.
Yeah, really obscure characters, only like the really hardcore or, you know, more classic Sega fans are gonna, you know, understand. But it's not really much of a problem because it's like Smash Brothers is about, you know, you look at all these trophies and stuff to learn more about Nintendo's past. It's the same thing for this. Learn about new characters and their tracks. I mean, I don't even know if anybody remembers Billy Hatcher anymore.
I'm sure...
I was introduced to him in the first Sonic Racing.
Could have sworn that more people knew about Billy Hatcher, though, because, like, I guess for, like, a lot of people who are fans of Sonic or Sega, you know, just randomly look into Sega's history, I don't know.
I don't think a little boy in a rooster suit is going to be that iconic compared to a spiky hedgehog and one of the very first platformers, Mario, of all time. I don't think Billy Hatcher is going to, you know, can't hold a candle.
Well, maybe Alex Kidd more than Billy Hatcher, but...
But, you know, the customization in this game, it's not aesthetic. It's, you know, you can mod the cars to give them better handling or make them faster, but it doesn't really do anything to the car. The cars are nice and shiny this time around, but the power-ups, I mean, the customization, it's already preset, so you just have to choose a certain, like a handling mod, a speed mod. Speaking of speed, this game is much faster than Mario Kart.
Harder to control, too.
Yeah, it's
You
really,
swerve everywhere.
Yeah. It's very slippery than the first. I don't even remember the first one being that... Well, the first one's slippery, but it's not
the first one
bouncy.
The first one was way too easy, though. You go in first place, like, the first few hours you're playing.
Actually, I thought the Wii version of the first one was decent. The DS version was incredibly easy.
Yeah.
But the new one, it's... You hit a wall, you bounce off it, like, you got these balloon bumpers on the side of your car, you know, hitting the walls, three wide or five wide in the track, and you're going to be bouncing everywhere. There's going to be people hitting you everywhere. People are going to be sliding, falling off edges. It's chaotic, but Mario Kart, you know, you hit someone, you bounce off, but it seems, I don't know, more realistic.
Yeah, the controls in Mario Kart are a little more simple. They're a little simpler, too. Because you know, in Mario Kart and in Transformed...
I couldn't really get the tricks that good in Mario Kart.
Hold on. Mario Kart and in Transformed, you can go on land, air, and water. But, like, driving through water is pretty much just driving underwater like you drive on land when it comes to Mario Kart. And when you're in the air, you just kind of control your gliding, whether you want to go up or down or left or right.
I think water driving in Mario Kart is a little slower.
Yeah, well, because you're in the water. But in Sonic Transformed, the first time you play driving on a boat or flying in a plane...
It's really cool.
It's cool, but you're going to have a hard time controlling the vehicle. And the controls, like, especially on the plane, the controls on the plane are really...
Basically pilot wings.
Pilot wings controls. And then, like, you just tilt the control stick or... Whatever you're using, can you customize the controls?
Well, that's the thing. Sonic games are all about gimmicks. But, you know, this one, it's in a vehicle, so it adds a little more diversity to Mario Kart. But, you know, the driving's smooth. The other modes are difficult, but, you know, are a little difficult compared to the car, but you can get used to them. The plane is incredibly dull, because basically all you do is just fly there, and the projectiles are harder to hit in the air. Speaking of projectiles, the items are, you know, in Mario Kart, you got the shell, that's from Mario. Is the horn from Mario? I don't remember.
What?
The blue shell, that's Mario.
Pretty much everything is from Mario in that game.
Well, that's because it's a Mario game, but, you know, so it represents the game, the characters the game is about. These items, I don't know, they're incredibly generic. You got... Is it fireworks? Yeah, fireworks in this game. I don't know where that's from. What are the other items?
Are you talking about Transform?
Yeah, Transform.
In Transform, they changed the boost. Like, Now the boost is just, like, the symbol for it is, like...
The boost pad.
The boost pad, which is a really generic thing. Like, in the original, they used to have it where it was, like, Sonic's shoes and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and then for his all-star move, he had, like, the Chaos Emeralds in there, and this one's just a star. But he doesn't have Super Sonic anymore as his all-star move.
Which
kind of
sucks.
Yeah, he just hits people. That's all he does.
And then the Sonic Colors theme starts playing for some reason.
Does? No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, that was for Transformed. Oh, that was for the first one. Transformed has... I don't remember what...
I could have sworn, like, last time I remember we were playing it, the Sonic Colors theme was playing.
I don't really remember. But the graphics are nice. Controls are nice. Rip voice clips from the games. Not really, you know, the other older characters, but Sonics are ripped right from Generations and Colors. They went kind of cheap that way.
Yeah.
The announcer Easter egg is hilarious, though. The announcer himself is kind of annoying, so you can turn him off.
So when you first start the game and you're playing, like, you haven't messed with the settings yet, you'll hear the announcer, you know, like, from the previous games, just, like, saying stuff or, like... Just kind of narrating whatever's happening. And, like, if you use a boost, it'll go, like, boost. And it gets kind of annoying after a while. But if you go to the settings, there's an option to turn down his voice. And as you turn it down to the minimum, he's, like, saying stuff like, "This is my only job." And
yeah, he goes, "No."
He complains. So. And then when you turn it back up, he kind of celebrates.
So, yeah. Multiplayer modes. The multiplayer modes are basically like in Mario Kart, except there's more of them. You got a battle mode, but the controls aren't as great as Mario Kart. You're actually in an arena? Yes? No? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're on the track.
But wait, in multiplayer?
Yeah, in Transform, you're on the track, so it's not really as good as Mario Kart.
Oh, well, like, the battle mode thing, it depends on, like, what battle mode you're doing.
There's Find the Chao. I don't know the other ones.
The Find the Chao... No, there's, like, Find the Chao, and there's one where you just basically, like, hit each other until, like, somebody gets knocked out, sort of. Which is the more fun one. The Find the Chao one is kind of bland, though.
But in multiplayer, in Mario Kart, you could have other CPUs, so it was all chaotic. This one is just you and the other person, or how many other people you're going up against. So if you're doing battle mode against one other person... It's just going to be you and them in an arena. Which, now that I remember, yeah, it is an arena. For certain tracks. But, yeah, there's no CPUs. I don't get why anyone would want to play that if it's just you versus the other person. And Miis are in this game, too. I don't really remember if it takes that long to unlock them, but I don't use it. I mean, you can only select the person who is your profile Mii in that... one, so you can only have one person play as the Mii.
And the Mii's voice is really weird and annoying.
He's in a generic boxcar, and he goes like, "Hey, yeah, hey, woohoo!" Yeah, the voice clips are incredibly annoying and kind of
goofy.
Yeah, goofy,
cheesy,
goofy and cheesy. I don't know what was going through their heads when they put the Mii in, but yeah, the Mii's are great in Mario Kart 8, just not in Sonic. Okay, so now for the comparison. Sonic Transformed is the faster game and requires, you know, more skill. Actually, I shouldn't say that.
Actually, no. Mario Kart 8 seems to be the one that requires more skill.
Yeah, Sonic Transformed is more... You have to have better reflexes. Sonic Transformed's like you... It's not really about, you know, aiming your items or knowing when to attack. That stuff. You just have to know, you know... how to drift and which corners are cheap shots and which aren't, because there's a lot of cheap shots.
It's like a Sonic stage in racetrack form.
Yeah, think of it as Sonic Unleashed as a racing game. Sonic Unleashed cheap shots were, you know, brutal. But I say Mario Kart 8 has more charm than Sonic Transform because it has the kind of Nintendo feel where it has way more polish than Sonic Transform. You can tell.
The graphics are
better.
Are nice.
Yeah, graphics are better. Voice clips are better.
Designs of the interface and everything looks pretty cool.
Yeah, and the items are better. Animations are way better. They have, you know, you can replay
the playback.
What happened. Yeah,
that's fun, because when you do the playback, it's like a high-definition short film of the highlights of your race, and you can, like, fast-forward it or slow it down or pause it. That's where the Luigi death stare came from, someone slowing down when Luigi turns his head to another player.
We got, like, five of those. It was hilarious. But, you know, you can't choose which parts, like, the computer chooses for you. But I'm not complaining. We still got it.
Yeah, there's this whole, Nintendo did this, like, whole advertisement or trailer for the game that just, like, was death stares from characters to other characters.
So, the controls, I'd say, in Sonic Transformed are simpler. They're easier to get used to. You're going to drift a lot in Sonic Transform. You can basically go throughout... Well, in the DS version of the first one, you could go throughout the whole race just drifting. That's somewhat the case in this one, too. You're going to be drifting a lot. Mario Kart 8, it's like you want to drift when you specific time, or else you're going to screw yourself over so bad that, you know, it's going to take you a while to get back. And the racers in Mario Kart 8 are more closely packed. Sonic Transform, it's faster. I'd say the CPUs are a little dumber. And there's more tricks you can pull to get ahead. And some of the items are really, you can get ahead with them.
Yeah, CPUs don't cheap shot you as much as they do in Mario Kart 8.
But in Mario Kart 8, I think that's good because, you know, it balances it out. That
yeah.
Mario Kart 8 is gonna, you know, you're closely packed, you're gonna be constantly defending yourself. Sonic Transform, you can get to the top of the pack and just stay there the entire race without even doing anything.
Yeah, for Mario Kart 8, it makes the game fun and challenging, because you'll have a hard time staying in first place if you're in first place.
That's not to say Sonic Transformed isn't challenging. It certainly is challenging.
Well, in terms of the wacky controls.
You're going to be fighting against one CPU, which will, you know, be so hard for you to handle. It's just that, you know, you're going to get ambushed in both games, but Mario Kart 8 challenges that you're fighting all these other people. Challenge in Sonic Transform, you're probably going to be fighting one person. Mario Kart 8 adds little to, you know, there's little new in Mario Kart 8, it's just that it's on the new console and it's flashier.
And that tracks go around and stuff, and that's pretty much the new feature they were kind of showcasing.
Sonic Transformed is completely different than the first Sonic racing game, like, completely. I think are they using a different engine? It seems like it. For the console version, not the DS versions. DS version, they're probably using the same.
I don't know, the console version just seems, it seems kind of like,
well, the cars
same
seem
engine, but...
This car seemed heavier in the first one, seemed more like cars. This one, they're more carts. The first one was cars, this one seems more like carts.
Drifting is a little more frustrating, I guess. The drifting feels different for some reason. I mean, drifting in the air is frustrating. Everywhere else, it's kind of fine, but... Like, drifting in air, that doesn't even make any sense.
You know, it seems more different because there's only one other game in the Sonic Racing series that, well, if you don't count Sonic Drift, that, you know, it has anything to hold up to. Mario Kart 8, it's got, like, I don't know, a dozen other games to hold up to. So, you know, they're kind of running out of ideas with Mario Kart. There's not much more they can add in each one. You know they're still gonna go to up to Mario Kart 58. But until then, you know, they have
I have an idea for Nintendo. The ability, like, a mode where you can go on foot and do parkour. Except that wouldn't be a kart race.
That'd be Mario R. It wouldn't be, like, Mario Kart.
But I'd like to see... No, doing parkour in the cars. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's hardcore parkour.
Okay.
Maybe.
But Sonic Transformed, more ways to race, it's more innovative, and it feels more fresh. I would say that the controls are equally fleshed out in both. So while Mario Kart 8 is the flashier one, it's really nostalgic. It probably has a better engine than Sonic Transformed does, and it's a game that you might want to really look at. It's a great party game. Sonic Transformed is the faster one that requires, you know, more...
reflex?
Yeah, more reflex. And it feels a little... It feels newer and fresher and more innovative because it only has one other game to stand up to. But Mario Kart has more custom options, so it's going to be... The roster seems way more diverse than Sonic Transformed, actually. Like, way more diverse. Somewhat. Yeah. I mean, there's more characters in Sonic Transformed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then they all have their own custom options, but there's, like, 5 bars in each one. So it's not really... It's really limited. Mario Kart isn't limited. So they're both equally great racing games, and I think they're both equal. I don't think one is necessarily better than the other.
Well, personally, I prefer Mario Kart 8 over Sonic Transformed.
Yeah, Mario Kart 8 may be the better game. Sonic Transformed is cheaper, and it is, Sonic. If you don't want a Mario game that's slower, Sonic Transformed is the faster and cheaper alternative. So, they're both fun racing games for the Wii U. And that is our comparison of Mario Kart 8 and Sonic Transformed. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. If you're not a member, please sign up for our forums community at nintendoteens.com/forums. And please take a visit to our website, where you can read our blog and access our podcast. Our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin MacLeod, courtesy of incompetech.com. Do you have anything to say to you?
I was going to talk more about, like, when we were... should we mention that story, how we unlocked the Miis? Because we were playing it when we had, 2 other friends over with us, and, like, all we could just kept doing all the races so we could unlock the Miis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, one of our friends who was, about to leave, he was trying to kind of stay with us so he would, see if we unlock the Miis or not, but then he left, and right when he left, we unlocked the Miis. It's like, right when he left, it said that we unlocked Miis.
Yeah, that was funny.
So, he never got to play as a Mii.
Well, I'm sure he hasn't.
But with us.
Well, that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. So, until next time, stay in the game.